It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. New Mexico has reported its first coronavirus death. Health officials said on Wednesday that the man in his late 70s was hospitalized in Artesia on Sunday and died the same day. The State Department of Health said that he had multiple underlying health issues and his condition deteriorated rapidly. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham says that the death marks a tragic day and urged residents to take precautions to limit the spread of COVID-19. The governor also issued two new orders designed to address the shortage of protection equipment for healthcare workers. The New Mexico Department of Health says that there are 112 positive cases of COVID-19 out of over 7,700 people tested in the state. Schools have shut down and a stay-at-home order is in effect for New Mexico. Homeland Security officials attribute the partial border shutdown for helping to reduce illegal border crossings by more than half. From the Fronteras desk in Tucson, KJZZ's Michelle Marisco reports.
Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan tweeted that measures to control the coronavirus pandemic at the border cut illegal border crossings by more than 50%. Meanwhile, the chief of the Border Patrol's Tucson sector also took to Twitter, showing border agents and detained migrants alike wearing face masks. Chief Roy Villarreal also posted this message.
As part of our effort, the United States Border Patrol will expeditiously expel those illegally entering our country.
Border Patrol agent unions across the country have criticized CBP for not exercising enough precautions. In Laredo, the local agency union said masks doled out to agents there were infected with rodent droppings. From Tucson, I'm Michel Marisco.
Let's go now to a local viewpoint. So much has changed since the coronavirus crisis began, including the loss of a common greeting. Some thoughts from commentator Walt Rubel.
I still remember the day my dad taught me about the importance of a handshake. I was probably 9 or 10 and was riding with him in the front seat of our Plymouth Fury with a push-button transmission. I could tell from the tone of his voice that he felt like what he was telling me was important, so I paid attention. "Your handshake has to be firm," he told me. "Not so much that you crush the other guy's hand, but nobody likes shaking hands with a dead fish. And always look the other man in the eyes when shaking his hand." The advice has served me well. Many friendships over the years have started with a hearty handshake. It's a safe, acceptable way to make a physical connection with somebody you don't know. Well, we used to think it was safe. According to the website History.com, the first depiction of a handshake dates back to a relief from the 9th century BC, showing an Assyrian king shaking hands with a Babylonian ruler in a gesture to seal an agreement between the two leaders. The most common theory is the handshake was started as a way to show strangers that you were unarmed. By pumping the hand up and down, you could tell if there was anything hidden up their sleeves. As the ancient relief demonstrates, handshakes have long been a way to finalize an agreement. Even today, fans of American Pickers know it's not a deal until you shake on it. Once you do, you can't go back without breaking your word. By the 1970s, my friends and I had discarded the traditional handshake for the one we saw used by NBA players, with interlocking thumbs and cupped hands. It was another way for our generation to separate from our parents, and to rip off the black culture. That simple alteration of the handshake has evolved into elaborate routines that resemble well-choreographed games of patty cake. It seems like we've taken the handshake about as far as it can go. These days, handshakes are just too risky. Elbow bumps have to suffice for those occasions when physical contact is needed. But more often, we just smile and nod at each other from a safe distance. The handshake may be getting a bum rap. A 2011 study of 5,209 handshakes during a college graduation found only one incident of a pathogen being transmitted. Dr. David Bashai of the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health explained that the highest bacteria counts on our hands are in the moist parts between the fingers and under the nails, which you don't normally come in contact with during a handshake, according to a 2017 story on the Business Insider website. That same story notes that high fives are twice as safe as handshakes, and fist bumps are 10 times as safe. I'm not sure what the etiquette is for a fist bump, and that's probably a good thing. Like a lot of the lessons passed down by my dad in the 1960s, there was an element of sexism to his advice. My dad was preparing me for the world that existed at the time. But even then, the handshake had long outlived its original purpose. It's a lot easier to hide a pistol than a broadsword. The fist bump seems like a more appropriate greeting these days. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
Walt Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.